This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb with Jay Carpenter. He's secretary of the Texas Aviation Association. And Jay, the big storm hit a couple of days ago. What is GA doing, and what's sort of hampering GA's efforts to help out with the relief effort?
Well, Russ, what I can tell you is that the hurricane just passed. There's still a lot of inclement weather in the Houston area where the hurricane Ike passed, and there is a very large TFR that prohibits or restricts flight in that area. What I can tell you is that unlike Hurricane Katrina and Rita back in 2005, this is a smaller affected area. However, we have a lot of volunteers that are contacting me daily, offering their services if required to portage food, water, supplies if needed. However, our governor, Rick Perry, is organized much better this time around than the last. The federal government with FEMA and the Salvation Army, the military, are much better organized. So we don't want to get in their way and hamper relief efforts. We're ready to go should the need arise. However, there is a little bit of history here in that after the 2005 hurricanes, which devastated Mississippi, Louisiana, and eastern Texas, it was a very vast need for people in the remote communities, and that's kind of where churches and local pilots got together and said, well, here's the food, we got the plane, so we just on our own started flying into little towns and communities that have airports, and that's the key here, is all these little communities have an airport. And so if the roads were out, you were still able to get into the community once the runways were cleared off. This time around, the damage footprint from the hurricane is much, much smaller. And I think that the state and federal authorities will be able to do their job in a much more efficient manner. Now, that's still not to say that general aviation couldn't lend a hand, but I had written, when we saw on the satellites that Ike was coming and that Texas was the target, I wrote to the safety director of the Texas Department of Transportation Aviation Division. His name is Bill Gunn, G-U-N-N. And in that email, I said that Texas dodged a bullet with Hurricane Gustav, but Ike is headed this way and might hit Texas next week. Is there anything we could do now to prepare for possible evacuation and subsequent reclamation? And Bill Gunn replied that, he said, Jay, I cannot tell you there is. The state EOC cannot formalize any plan for use of general aviation because the headquarters in Washington, D.C. of the Federal Aviation Administration legal team say that this would be an illegal FAR Part 135 operation. Now, he begs to differ with that opinion, but that's the federal government speaking for you. And Bill went on to say, I suggest that if Ike really does take out some Texas or Louisiana communities, that the Texas Aviation Association might again be a clearinghouse for assistance via the private sector, churches, community groups, something like that. Being available might be the best we can do at the moment. Signed, Bill Gunn, TxDOT Aviation.
Okay, so you've got a stable of pilots ready to go if they're needed, but it doesn't.
They're begging to go, but the thing of it is you don't want to get in the way of the experts, you know, the professionals that are trained to do this. So flying into a TFR, that just is going to compound the workload for air traffic control. There's nothing really organized yet. People are ready to contribute food, supplies, water, and I'm sure that we could get this wrapped up in a day or two and start getting it out. But what if we get into harm's way? What if we, you know, the weather is still very bad down in Houston. They're having continued thunderstorms, so we're kind of waiting with bated breath here and hoping that we can help out if it's required. And I think that's the key, is that the professionals, the federal and state government, they're organized and they're going to do the best they can. And where they cannot get to, that's where general aviation can possibly step in.
Okay, well, what about damage at airports and to aircraft? Have you heard anything about that yet?
It's hard to get reports right now. A lot of people have satellite phones, and some internet service is up. But like in the case of Liberty, Texas, just northeast of Houston, the right-hand strongest part of the eye wall went right over that airport in Liberty, Texas. It's a small little town, and they say there's just debris and, you know, a lot of, you know, typical hurricane stuff. It's bad. There's no electricity. They don't expect electricity for possibly 1 to 2 weeks. So the reports are trickling in. We're watching, you know, the news reports like everyone else. There's general flooding throughout Galveston, Clear Lake, Houston, Liberty, on up towards north, towards Orange, and north into eastern Texas. And a cold front came by right after the hurricane, so now they're having thunderstorms on top of all that, so it's a double whammy. It's hard to get reports, but it doesn't sound good.
Okay, well, like everybody else, we'll be keeping an eye on this, and we appreciate your reports on this, and we may be giving you another call. So thanks for your time today, Jay, and Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
Thank you, Russ.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.